an eagle. And then there's like a golden anchor.
I saw a few of them. They just had like a few scribbles or something.
Yeah, there's Nemo, Dory.
Oh, yeah.
The frog, I think. But yeah, they're just random.
I think
designs.
There's one of them.
That was Ivor Gates and Gaudi Torres describing some of the painted rocks they'd seen around the island over the past few weeks. Gates and Torres are junior high students here in Unalaska, and when I asked them if they had seen any of the painted rocks around town, they were eager to share.
They look like they like represent most things around the island, because like the anchor, like the boats, and then the eagles, and then I don't know about the frog and the fish, but they look nice. And
on the back of them is 2020 Unalaska.
Because of the COVID-19 pandemic and the social distancing mandates that followed, it's been an unusually quiet summer for Gates and Torres, like many kids this year. Unalaska schools had been shuttered since late March, and many students have had little to no interaction with friends and teachers since then. For these middle schoolers, who at the time had been idling their summer vacation away at Town Park, bicycles strewn along the fence, the rocks seemed to spark a bit of excitement.
One of them had my sister's name on it, and then when she saw it, she like was like, oh, I didn't draw that. I didn't put that on there.
Gates and Torres say they aren't sure if the rocks are meant to be taken, but they brought a couple home anyway, ones that they found especially, quote, cool. For weeks, I had little luck figuring out who was painting the rocks or why, if it was a trend like other towns have done in the past, where people leave painted rocks for others to take home, post pictures of on social media, and then replace with painted rocks of their own. But the rocks kept popping up. A puffin outside of KUCB, a blue whale at the post office, a butterfly, and inspirational phrases on the benches outside the PCR. Finally, after reaching out over several platforms, I received an email from Christy Zimmerman saying she and her kids were the ones painting the rocks and leaving them around town.
My husband and I were saying, let's order up some crafts for the kids to do, you know, while we're up there. And one of the things I ordered was the painting pens, and I kind of had in mind that we would do some rock painting because I always wanted to try it.
Zimmerman, who lives most of the year in Washington State with her kids, says she was searching for a fun activity that could help keep her children busy and stimulated when they got to Unalaska, seeing as they wouldn't be able to interact while under quarantine.
We just started painting them, and then we kind of had this idea that that'd be fun to kind of just a fun, positive, uplifting thing for the community with all the virus stuff going on, and so we tried to do some fun kid stuff, and then maybe write some positive words on some of the rocks, and just kind of went from there.
Zimmerman says that she and her family were inspired by some painted rocks they'd seen out at Humpy Cove. She still doesn't know for sure who painted them, but everything just kind of fell into place, she says. And it wasn't ever a full-fledged plan, but took shape over time.
I usually go on a walk every evening until the kids decided, oh, well, when you go on your walk, we can go put the rocks out. So they started joining me on my walks every night, and it just kind of just kept going from there. So we were doing it every day.
When I spoke with Zimmerman, she was off island and expecting to return soon. New painted rocks were still popping up while she was gone, and she says she's happy to hear that it's bringing the community together, especially in the midst of an isolating pandemic. And she's glad people are taking them home and painting new ones.
It was just really fun. It turned out to be a lot more fun than I ever expected. It turned into be a lot bigger than I ever expected, too.
Although Zimmerman didn't intend to leave such an enduring wake with her painted rocks, she's unintentionally united the community during the COVID-19 pandemic. She's brought students, families, and isolated friends together around an ordinary object most people, especially those living on a rocky island, would generally not give a second glance.